Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Agnus cat omne saeculum, veni se vitae premium, post hostis asperiucum, apparuit redemptio. Isaiasque precinit, completa sunt in Virgine, annunciavit angelus, sanctus replevit spiritus. Maria ventre concipit, verbi fideli semine, quem totus orbis non capit, portant puelle visera. Adam vetus quod poluit, Adam novus hoc abluit, tu mens quod ille deicit, humilimus hic erigit. Christos sit omnis gloria, Dei parentis filio, quem Virgo Felix concipit, sancti sub umbra spiritus. Amen. A shoot will spring forth from the stock of Jesse, and a flower will blossom from his root. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man, so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the church to offer homage to your name from the rising of the sun to its setting. A shoot will spring forth from the stock of Jesse, and a flower will blossom from his root. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will reign forever. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now is in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth. The Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will reign forever. The eternal word, born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took on the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The eternal word, born of the Father before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man. A reading from the first letter of John. This is what we proclaim to you, that from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon and our hands have touched, we speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and became visible to us. A flower has sprung from Jesse's stalk, and a star has risen from Jacob.
A flower has sprung from Jesse's stalk, and a star has risen from Jacob.
The Virgin has given birth to the Savior,
and a star has risen from Jacob.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
A flower has sprung from Jesse's stalk, and a star has risen from Jacob.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. On this day, the Eternal Father sent his angel to bring Mary the good news of our salvation. Let us turn to God and pray with confidence. Lord, fill our hearts with your love. You chose the Virgin Mary as the mother of your Son. Have mercy on all who look for your gift of salvation.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
You sent Gabriel to give Mary your message of peace and joy. Give to the whole world the joy of salvation and your gift of true peace.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Mary gave her consent. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and your word came to dwell among us. Touch our hearts, that we may welcome Christ as Mary did.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
You look with love on the humble, and fill the hungry with your gifts. Raise up the downcast, help all in need, comfort and strengthen the dying.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Lord our God, you alone work wonders, and with you all things are possible. Give us the fullness of salvation when you raise up the dead on the last day.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, your word became man and was born of the Virgin Mary. May we become more like Jesus Christ, whom we acknowledge as our Redeemer, God and man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Ave Regina Celorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.